We have been talking on the Bible Answer Man broadcast about the attack on Scripture, which is becoming more and more virulent and intense. Professor Bart Ehrman, who chairs the Religious Studies Department at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in particular, is bent on demonstrating that the Bible cannot be trusted, and quite proud, I might add, of the fact that his conservative students, many of whom went to evangelical Christian churches and hail from Christian families, are now beginning to waver in their faith. And in his latest book, he points out another problem with the Bible that I want to deal with today. Because from his perch, had we embraced the Gnostic gospel of Judas over the, in his view at least, anti-Semitic gospel of John, we might well have avoided the Holocaust. At any rate, here's how Ehrman poses the problem. In John's gospel, Jesus performed his first miracle in chapter 2, when he turns water into wine. And we're told that this was the first sign that Jesus did. Later in that chapter, says Ehrman, we're told that Jesus did many signs in Jerusalem, and then in chapter 4, he heals the son of a centurion, and the author says this was the second sign that Jesus did. Huh? Says Ehrman, one sign, many signs, and then a second sign? Well, truthfully, what I have a hard time understanding is how a simple problem like this can stump a world-class scholar like Bart Ehrman. In any case, let me try to present the solution to the problem as simply as I can. This shouldn't be anything that causes any of his students who are Christians to lose their faith. Because to begin with, as clearly communicated in the Gospel of John, the first miraculous sign Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee was to change water into wine. Once again, class, the first miraculous sign, number one, that Jesus performed in Cana in Galilee was changing water into wine. Furthermore, according to the Gospel of John, the second miraculous sign Jesus performed while at Cana in Galilee was healing the son of a centurion. Huh? Well, what was the second miraculous sign Jesus performed while at Cana in Galilee? All together now, class, the healing of the son of a centurion while at Cana in Galilee. As should be patently obvious to the erudite Ehrman, the fact that Jesus did many signs in Jerusalem is not a problem with the Bible at all. It exposes a problem with Bart. In this case, it appears to be the problem of obfuscation. So if you're a Bartonian student, if your professor is Bart Ehrman, watch out for the obfuscation. There's nothing wrong whatsoever with what is chronicled here in the Bible. The first was changing water into wine. The second was the son of the centurion. Those happened, one and two, in a particular place. So the obfuscation of the many signs shouldn't be a problem, particularly when the Bible tells us that those signs occurred in Jerusalem. Well, we're going to be dealing with more of these kind of canards, which are continually raised by Bart Ehrman in the media, whether it's on CNN or on some other NPR show. or in his books, in his lectures. He's leading the charge. He says the Bible can't be trusted. There has to be a response, and we'll continue to respond to the mounting attacks on the Bible.